Hello, beautiful people. I'm recording this episode directly after having this conversation with Kat Norton, and I am on cloud nine. I mean, this conversation filled me with so much love, so much energy, so much excitement and possibility of what can happen in this world. And so I want to use that energy to record this intro in this moment and tell you a little bit about Kat. She is somebody who over the past year and a half has grown her following online from zero to now over 1 million people when you combine her Instagram and TikTok accounts. And in this conversation, you'll learn about how she did that. What did she do? Why did she do it? And what was the important inner work about that process? This is a conversation that will be useful to you, whether you produce content online, whether you are trying to become the highest version of yourself in any capacity. This is wide, encompassing, and incredibly powerful. And that is because Kat's energy comes through so strongly. And we go through tips, tricks, tactics, ways in which you can improve your life directly starting in this moment. I hope you enjoy this conversation as much as I enjoyed having it. And if you have any thoughts or feedback, let me know on Twitter at @HeyDannyMiranda. But until then, this is my conversation with Kat Norton.
Interesting people, thought-provoking conversations, nutrition for your brain. Journey through the minds of the world's top performers and discover what it really takes to achieve your highest version. This is the Danny Miranda Podcast.
Kat, it is an absolute pleasure and an honor to have you here. You are someone who I only recently heard of for a second time, and I'm sure we'll get into it all, but it's such an honor to have you here after diving into your story. Everything you've accomplished over the past year has been mind-blowing to me, to say the least, and I'm sure for you it's the same way, but I'm extremely excited to have you here. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and to be on this podcast. I'm ready to go. Yeah.
Well, so why don't we start with you and the journey of, I think a good place to start would be Binghamton, because that is where our paths cross last. And I would love for you to just paint a picture of who you were at that point in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. So taking it way back, I went to Binghamton undergrad. I was class of 2015, and I did the fifth year program there to get my MBA, class of 2016. And back then, I was very different. I definitely was in more of a place where I haven't really found myself yet, was just kind of like rolling along, kind of just following the crowd more. I was following the matrix. It was very much like, go to college, get good grades, go get a corporate job, and was just like kind of wrapped up in all that. And so that was the path I took. I was studying really hard, getting good grades. I landed a job right out of school, and it was just what I had seen as success. And that is really what I had been trying to follow. And I still actually remember, because I've done a bunch of little entrepreneurial things throughout my whole life, like kindergarten, I started selling fortune tellers in the cafeteria, got sent to the principal, selling them for like a quarter, those little paper things. And I wrote like a newspaper for my block in third grade and was selling that door to door. And then in college, it was my sophomore year, I started a clothing line where I was like buying high-waisted jeans from Goodwill and then cutting the legs off and like dyeing them and bleaching them and studding them and selling them, because that's when high-waisted shorts were really in. And customized by Kathleen, that was the name of it. And so I kind of always had like an entrepreneurial flair going on, but I remember consciously thinking like, wow, I could never have that lifestyle because it seems so unstable and that would be so stressful for me. So I don't think it was something that my nervous system could fully hold until I went in and did the inner work and got myself to that place where I was like, oh, I can actually do anything and call in anything. So definitely in college, it was more of like a muted version of myself with a lot of limiting beliefs holding me back, and my self-worth was definitely lower and just like wasn't equal to what I knew I could be. And then I went on to work at Protiviti for an amazing 4.5 years. Incredible, incredible company. And I was doing securitization reviews for banks. And so every week I was flying to a different state, going to a new client, reviewing their assets, writing reports on it, spinning it back to New York. And on the side, I had built out an Excel training course just for fun because I liked it. And someone looked over my shoulder and was like, "What is that?" And I was like, "Oh, you know," like, because people had started asking me Excel questions all the time. I got really good at it with the MBA program at Binghamton. And so I kind of became the subject matter expert in Excel in the office. So anytime people or clients had questions, they would come to me. And so I had built out that training program, and one of the managing directors totally backed me, had me flying around the US hosting these Excel trainings too. And I just love to do it. So that's kind of where the whole like Excel groundwork started. And I don't know if you want me to go into the whole story of what happened.
I guess we're on that path. We might as well. Let's
get into it. let's do it. So all right, so now it is March 2020, the pandemic has begun, and I had stopped traveling every week for work. So I found myself with a lot more time on my hands. And I had been listening to the Expanded podcast by Lacey Phillips, and she has this program that's a more structured way of going in and doing the inner work. So the inner child work, shadow work, basically reprogramming my subconscious to pull away these limiting beliefs that were kind of keeping me in a box. So I had some free time. I'm like, all right, I've been listening to this podcast forever. I'm going to sign up for this program. A few of my friends did it at the same time. And for a couple months, I was just really going inward and figuring things out and was like, what do I want to do while I'm on this planet? What is my purpose? What lights me up? And from, I'd say like March through May, I was working on myself every single day. I would work my day job. And then like after work, I'd be sitting down doing like, there were these guided meditations with binaural noises. And you basically put yourself into a hypnotic state. And I was doing a bunch of this stuff and kind of just overhauling things. And it's so funny because in April of 2020, so I didn't create Miss Excel until June. It wasn't even a thought in my mind. I did not have a TikTok. I turned to my mother and was like, "Mom, I'm going to be rich and famous soon, so I need you to prepare your nervous system for that." And she was dying. And I was like, all right, like, you will see. I, like, every ounce of me knew that something massive was coming. And I was just so energetically aligned with that outcome and just embodying that version of myself.
Wait, so I want to stop you real quick.
Yeah.
Because March to April is a pretty quick transition to go from having a lot of limiting beliefs to then all of a sudden telling your mom, "Oh my God, I'm going to be rich and famous someday." So like, what happened in that 1 month period?
Yeah. So I really dove in to the inner work. So I kind of call it my trifecta. I read Joe Dispenza's book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, which is an incredible way, especially if you have the more like logical, sciencey mind and you're like, ooh, like law of attraction, manifesting sounds woo-woo to me. I read that book and it essentially explains the science behind energetics and quantum physics in a way that the like non-scientists can still understand. Actually, I was so passionate about it, I created a colorful outline on it that I've been sending to people just so they can receive the impact of that book more quickly. And so by then I had my logical mind on board that like, all right, there's something out there besides the current reality that I'm in, right? And then once I was doing that Lacey Phillips program, I was kind of just overhauling a lot of the subconscious programs I had running. And then on top of that, I dove really into Kundalini yoga, which is energy work, mantra, breath work that also works on those subconscious patterns. So I was kind of hitting it from three different angles there and was just like shedding layers of myself. And meanwhile, I'm like at my parents' house. I'm in my childhood bedroom because when I was traveling for work, I was gone every week. So I'm like, it doesn't make sense for me to pay rent. So at this point, I'm like fully home with my parents because I wasn't traveling. So I'm just like in my childhood room, like doing all these things. My parents were like, "What are you
doing?" Do you think that helped? Do you think it helped that you were in the same state that you were as a child, going through some of your childhood traumas maybe?
Yeah, it was pretty trippy. It was also cool, though, to have my mom there after because I was able to ask her questions. Like, for example, I always had a vision of me in preschool, like, crying in the corner with my teddy bear. Like, I knew I had separation anxiety growing up. That's what I was, like, diagnosed as. But I had this vision of me, and I was like, Mom, like, was this me, like, every day? Like, me, like, crying with my teddy bear in the corner? She was like, Kathleen, that was, like, 2 days. Wow. And my, since it wasn't traumatic the other days, my brain consciously did not remember those. So essentially, when you go into these meditations, you show your subconscious there could have been another way. And I'm envisioning myself in preschool happy like I was the other days. And it essentially neutralizes the emotional charge for that memory. So then the subconscious programs you're running based on that memory also dissipate. And then you have space to create these new neural pathways into the patterns that you essentially want to create in your life. So that was like a massively cool thing that I could just walk out and be like, Mom, like, why'd you dress me weird in kindergarten? Like, kids made fun of me, like, things like that. Like, she was like telling me all these things that were kind of like affirming these memories I had popping up. Because when you do the inner child work, like, all of a sudden you'll have memories popping up that you have not thought of in like 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, did this really happen? Like, what is this? So it was kind of nice to have my parents there to like bounce things back off of. But it was also wild to like be in my childhood bedroom during all this because it's literally where I grew up my whole life. So it's definitely a cool, like, powerful thing.
And what made you so confident to dive into all this stuff? Like, was this normal for you to do in the past? And what made you say, okay, I'm going to devote myself to this practice?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started kind of dabbling with it around March of 2019. So my senior at work, her name's Mel Dolan, she had quit Protivity and gone on to become a Kundalini yoga instructor. And she was hosting her first retreat in Morocco. So my friend Anna and I bought flights to Morocco, flew out there and did a surf and yoga retreat, which I had never surfed in my life. I barely knew how to swim. And it was such an expansive moment for me because I really showed myself I could do anything I want to. Like, I hopped in the ocean, got on a surfboard, and learned how to surf. And then we were doing so much Kundalini yoga that was like very much like purging a lot of the patterns that I had for myself. So that's where I was like getting more a taste of like the woo-woo aspect of that whole realm. And then at the same time, my boyfriend Mike, who also Binghamton alum, he had grown up very into like Tony Robbins and Milette, like that whole squad. And he had always had like just a really positive mindset, which was really great for me. So between him explaining like more of law of attraction principles and then my friend Mel with more of the woo-woo side of it, like all of a sudden it started really clicking for me. And that's where I started integrating it. And like these different things, it really helps when you see it for yourself. A lot of people, this is pretty conceptual and they're like, oh, sounds nice, like worked for you. But it really, once you start having true miracles happen in your life, that is when your eyes open. You're like, whoa, can I do it again? Can I do it again? Can I do it again? And next thing you know, you are building an empire and everything is just flowing and growing. And my life has never been so easy and just simple and joyful. And it's really such a testament to the inner work and removing all these blocks and programs and patterns that I had that were keeping me in place.
What was the first miracle that happened for you where you said to yourself, oh my God, how is this happening?
I'd say the biggest one, like right off the bat, was the whole Miss Excel situation. That was the first time I had really, because when you push yourself out of your comfort zone, it creates magnetism. It's like if you want to grow, you need to push yourself. And that is a very important lesson I needed to learn. So I'll dive back into the story here. So now it is June of 2020, and around May of 2020, Mike, my boyfriend, and I were thinking about creating an Excel training type business where I would be selling corporate Excel trainings to his small business network. He had a really good small business network on Long Island, and that was like the initial idea with this whole thing. It wasn't called Miss Excel, and it was interesting because his HR put the kibosh on it at the company he was at. So at that point, I already had a ring light. And I was like, all right, maybe I should be doing something with these Excel skills. And I was on the phone with my friend Anna, who has been just, she's the one I went to Morocco with. She's incredible. And she was like, what if you put it on TikTok? And I was like, TikTok? I cannot make a TikTok. I am 27 years old. I was like, I have a corporate job. I can't just like go dance on TikTok. And I had so much resistance to it. But when she said it, I remember I literally started like glitching out. I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Like I was glitching out and I had the vision, like when she said it, of the Drake song, the Toosie Slide, left foot up, right foot slide to the left and the right function. And I had this vision of the Excel screen over my head. And she, I wish we had it recorded because I was literally just like having this moment where it was like lightning bolt into my brain of what I needed to do. So for the next 48 hours, I'm in complete dismay. I have my conscious mind being like, you cannot make a TikTok. And my gut was like, make the TikTok. And Mike was like, what? I was in tears. Mike was like, what is wrong? Like, I was just so upset. Like, I just, everything in me was like, you need to push yourself right now. I didn't even have the TikTok app on my phone. I had no idea how to use it. So I watched a YouTube video and I watched a YouTube video on editing. So I'm like, I don't know how I would get the screen over my head. Like, I was mapping out like how I would even do that because I've never seen it before. And it was a Friday afternoon. All my calendar just magically gets cleared from 3 o'clock on. I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this a try. And at this point, it was like early on in the pandemic. Your girl was not putting on makeup and doing her hair for nothing. So I was like, all right, I'm going to do a dry run and just see what this would look like. So I just like in my pajamas, like recorded what I thought I wanted to do and tried editing it and was like, oh, this is actually really cool. So I put on my makeup, did my hair, and I shot a few videos. And I posted one, I believe it was June 7th was the first. And then I posted the 8th, the 9th, the 10th. By the 10th, my fourth video, it hits 100,000 views. It gets pushed to all these people I know. Because at this point, I didn't tell anybody I was doing this besides my mom, my boyfriend. It was super under the radar. And this video hits 100,000 views. It was X Lookup to that song, X Gonna Give It To You by DMX. Great one. Because all my Excel trick videos, a little background, I integrate them with different trending songs. So picture Freezing Yourselves, the Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice, or creating a drop-down menu to Drop It Like It's Hot by Snoop Dogg. That is the type of energy that I bring to my videos. So at this point, the video hits 100,000 views. I'm freaking out. My phone is blowing up. So I keep putting out videos. By the sixth video, so day six, the CEO of an IT company reaches out to me and is like, hey, I really love your teaching style. I'm looking to create videos in G Suite products, so the Google version, now Google Workspace, of all of these different products for students, parents, and teachers, because this is also when the schools were all going digital and a lot of students, parents, teachers didn't know how to work with these different products. So I didn't really know the Google products at that time. I was a Microsoft gal, but I was like, I learned very quickly. So I was like, all right, let's go. So I ordered a green screen to my childhood room. I formed an LLC, and next thing you know, I am whipping out these videos and selling them back to this guy. And so at that point, I was making money with Miss Excel, and I was doing this after work every day at my day job while still putting out Miss Excel videos, because at this point, I'm like, well, it's at least an opportunity magnet. I'm helping a lot of people. Everyone was so appreciative, so I kept going, right? So now, I think it was like the third week, I was still just posting consistently on TikTok each day. I have a video go viral. And next thing you know, video hits 3 million views within a couple days. And my phone, I never forgot my phone because I've never done really anything on Instagram. Like if you looked at my personal Instagram, there's not much going on. So I wasn't used to this like level of notifications. Like every time I would click to scroll down to refresh my Instagram, it would be like 10 new followers per second. Like wow. It was just coming in so quickly. And a couple days later, I had 100,000 followers on TikTok.
Wow.
And
what does that do to someone's psyche
who never really has been online in that capacity, and now all of a sudden you're quote unquote famous in a very real sense to a lot of people. And so what does that feel like, and how do you navigate through that?
It was wild. So it was interesting though too, because energetically I was already there.
Yep.
So based on my conversations with my mom in April, like I energetically knew I was there. I didn't understand, like it was more so I was holding the frequency of what was coming in. Like I knew it was like a high frequency thing. I didn't know it was going viral on TikTok, but I knew there was something huge. So it was interesting because I was able to hold it energetically. I was like, whoa, like this just happened. But the fact that it was like going viral on TikTok, I was like, wow, like this is not what I expect.
What does hold energetically mean?
So basically a trick, this is like a hack to manifesting, or it's honestly, it's kind of the basis of it. You need to energetically be where you're going, not where you're at. And for me, I was already at a place where I knew I was creating something massive. I just didn't know what it was yet. And that's one of the best parts about this whole realm, is you really can never predict what the universe is going to give you. And it's always 10 times bigger and 10 times crazier. So I usually just call in the energetics of what I want and how I want to feel. And what I was calling in was I wanted freedom. I was like, I want financial freedom. I want to just like have freedom in terms of travel and where I live and what I do. Like, I don't want anybody telling me what to do every day. I want to just like be me, do me, not feel money anymore. Just like call in this abundance. And I just trusted. I knew I had it already. I knew I was aligned with it. I knew it was coming, but I just had no idea how. And when that video went viral, I was like, whoa, because then there's a lot of people in like they can't DM me unless I follow them back. But it was just in the comments and in the follow. It was just like so much energy of other people. And an aside for this whole thing is, if anyone is looking to grow a social media following, highly, highly recommend doing some inner work first. So this is what I see happen to a lot of people. There's always polarity, right? There's going to be people that love you, and there's going to be people that hate you, and then there's going to be the skew in between. And it's no matter what you do, no matter what you say, you're always going to have both. So you need to make sure you are in a place where you can still essentially like repel and be able to handle any negativity, criticism, like darker energy people, because it's inevitable. The bigger you grow, the bigger those pools grow. And I was just so grateful that I had worked on myself so much to get to a place where literally anyone could say anything to me. And I'm like, okay, Joe, with 12 followers, like tell me how to run my business, you know? Like it was, because you get people like, stop dancing. But that's like a huge part of why I went viral, was that polarity. When Joe comments, stop dancing on my page, he's just pushing me through the algorithm. And I'm like, bless you, Joe. Thank you. You know, but I typically don't give any attention to those darker energy comments, because I don't want to, in a sense, grow them on my page. Because when you receive a video, you're receiving all of the comments and all the energy people are putting into it. So when people are commenting, liking, and then that gets sent to your phone, I don't want any negative things being sent to you, you know? So I just tend to not give them any attention and not grow that. But that being said, highly recommend, if you're more sensitive, to do some inner work to make sure those things bounce off you. Because this is a great example too of one of my business coaches, Ashley Hanwacker, taught me this. She was like, "What? How would you feel if someone turned to you and was like, Danny, you're a blue frog?" Would you be like, "Oh, I'm so insulted"? You'd be like, "No, all right, like, have a nice day." Okay, do you? You know, versus if you know, if they said something that actually applied to you, that hit, then you're like, "Whoa, that's something I need to work on," right? So I worked to energetically get myself to a place where all that stuff was like, blue frog. Like, it all just, I'm like, okay, like, that's how you feel. And that's a direct reflection of your emotional state, where you are in your life. And you're just projecting that on me because you feel triggered in some sort of way. And I hope that that's a mirror for you to go in and work on whatever that is. And once you shift that mindset to, it's not you, it's everyone's reflection of you in what you're doing, that totally changes the game. So that's something I always recommend to people, because it can get dark out there, team. We gotta hold your stuff.
100%. And when you are practicing, I want to go back to the practicing of the feeling that you didn't know that you were gonna blow up on TikTok and that's how you were going to feel freedom, right? So you practice the feeling of freedom. Yeah. How exactly did you practice the feeling of freedom before you actually felt it?
Yeah, great question. So a big part of it was really getting myself to a place where I knew I deserved that. So a big piece of manifestation that a lot of people lose sight of is that your self-worth needs to be at a place that it's equal to what you're calling in. So manifestation gets a bad rap sometimes because people sit there like, Ferrari, 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 where's my Ferrari? And if your self-worth isn't at a place where you can call in that Ferrari, it's not coming. So it's really getting yourself to a place that you are, your self-worth is equal to what you're calling in. So that for me was the biggest practice of shedding all of those limiting beliefs about myself, about what I can do. Like, I thought, I was like, I have to just ride it out at my corporate job and, you know, and I'm going to get married and have a kid, probably stop working for a little, then go back. Like, I had this whole like plan in my head. And like, for some people, that's the plan they want. If that's the plan you're called to, that's the plan you should do, you know? But like, for me, I was like, I just thought I had to do it that way. I didn't think I could just like roll up online, create a business, like do what I want every day, like make passive income. I just didn't think it was an option for me because of where my self-worth was. I would be like, oh, they can do that because they're cool. They did this, they did that. Where when you get to a place where you realize that you can actually do all of these things, that's when the magnetism hits. So I'd say biggest thing was like really shedding all those things to a place where I was like, whoa, I'm the coolest. I could do anything I want to. And just like holding that, then all the opportunities just started falling on my lap. And the biggest thing really too is taking the opportunities. Like, half the battle is getting the opportunity, but then once you have it, you actually have to have messy action and follow said intuition. Because a big part of what I do currently and this whole business has been through intuitive hits. So a lot of people just kind of write off their intuition. And the intuition, like, I fully trust that I know what to do better than anybody else in terms of what I'm calling in. And trusting yourself just opens up these portals where you will get intuitive hits. Like, when I have a video that goes viral, that's due to a vision that I had. Like, I'll like wake up certain days and I'll just like get a hit and I'm like, oh, that's the video I need to make. And I run to my computer and make it, and that's what goes viral. And it's just like forming that relationship with yourself and that trust muscle where you're like, oh, I feel like I should go to this place today, or I feel like I should create this today, or reach out to this person today. Like, I follow those hits. And that's what leads to the abundance. So it's really just like clearing out those patterns. And then also the classic, you know, the visualization things. It was so funny. That's just a cool story. So Mike and I always had this running joke since we've been dating, which is like, I'm going to buy you a Porsche. No, I'm going to buy you a Porsche. And we're always like pushing the other one to grow. And we always had this joke. So we were in Hawaii. We've been doing the digital nomad thing. And we were driving around Hawaii in this like Mustang convertible. We're top down. And we had been just for years now energetically embodying a Porsche though. And this person just comes up to us on the street and goes, hey, nice Porsche. And we were like, whoa. Yeah. Because we literally are just holding that frequency. And it's just like little things like that happen to us all the time that are just such like testaments to everything we're doing. But it was just like, what are the chances? It was plainly a Mustang, but it was like, hey, nice Porsche. And we were both just like, whoa.
Wow. Okay. So let's get back to the 3 million. You have 3 million views on your video. for the first time. Yeah. This is like viral. I thought 100,000 views for your fourth video was viral, but now we're going really viral with the 3 million views on the video. What happens next?
Yeah. So at this point, phone is blowing up. I'm like, oh my goodness. And this is now, it's like the end of June 2020. And this is also when everything was coming out about TikTok in the news. And they're like, TikTok's going to get banned and all of this. And I had like lower vibrational people in my life being like, oh, good luck with TikTok. Like your whole thing's going to be gone soon. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, all right, we're going to whip out an Instagram to hedge my risk here. And so I create the Instagram account and literally like 2,000 people pull over. Very different audiences on both the platforms. And so I'm like, all right, we got to go viral on Instagram. And this was also right when Reels came out. So at this point, I start posting Instagram Reels. And within a few weeks, I post a Reel that gets, it goes viral, gets millions of views. I grew a following of 50,000 people in a week. And then this has been kind of the process that I keep doing where I, every like month or so, I'll have a video that goes viral and it grows another 50,000. Just happened last week. I posted 5 days ago. I just looked that we hit 300,000 people on Instagram and it's at 376 right now. And who knows by the time this comes out what it's going to be at. But in 5 days, it grew 76,000 people. Like things just move so quickly when you're acting in alignment. So I create the Instagram. We got the TikTok rolling. Now it's like July, August. I'm still steadily posting content. I'm still selling the videos back to this IT company. And now like October rolls around and Mike and I came out to Sedona. And this is when we really started getting, because Sedona has a lot of energy vortexes, so it kind of helps things move a little quicker. Even since I got here again now, like things have been just like, the volume of opportunities that have been coming to me have been like tenfold. Wow. And around October, The Morning Brew had reached out, which is this online business newsletter with like millions of subscribers. And at the same time, a business coach had reached out to me and he was like, hey, if you're going to potentially be in The Morning Brew, best have a product that you're selling. And I was like, oh, touche. So I took a few weeks off from the day job and I mapped out the most fun Excel course I could think of.
You're still working at the day job at this point?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. I worked there till February. Yeah. So I was still doing like 40, 50 hour weeks at the day job. I was doing another like 10, 20 a week for the IT company. And then I was still creating content every single day. So it was just, I was firing on all cylinders. Like I was, but it was crazy though too, because I was so happy. Right. Like I didn't feel stressed. I didn't feel upset about it. Like there's a whole thing with human design. I don't know if you're familiar, but I am a generator in human design, which essentially it's an energy type. And it means if you're doing what lights you up, like time just doesn't exist. Yeah. And so I would just be up in my room till like 11 o'clock at night, like creating all these things. And I was so happy and lit up. And like I was getting so much appreciation from my audiences. And it was just such a fulfilling thing that it really didn't feel like work, you know? So besides the day job part, at that point I was getting a little, I'm like, ooh, it's getting a little taxing. And so at this point I map out the Excel course. I take a few weeks off from the day job and I just start building this. I order a green screen, ring light. I'm traveling with it all at this point. And I mapped out a course with like 100 videos, all different workbooks that people follow along with. And I integrated the fun aspect because that was my brand at this point. I'm like, I cannot have a boring Excel course after all this. So it's like, you know, you learn text functions, you spin the wheel of functions, like Wheel of Fortune. I have like things popping out. And like half of the creative aspect too for me is the editing. So I shot 100 videos. I edited by hand every single one, integrating in all of these like cool aspects because I kind of have the eye with this stuff to know like, okay, they're going to need this at this second for this many seconds long so that, you know, this concept will make sense, you know, like very visual. So I create this Excel course, and classic, this is what a lot of coaches make you do, you have to start selling it before it's done, which is such, like, from an anxiety background, it's an incredibly anxiety-inducing method, but it's kind of what everybody does in course sales. So I was like, okay, and I put up a little shell in Thinkific. I use Thinkific. I love them, and I had some people start buying, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, wow, and I get the course out within a few weeks, and next thing you know, I started selling it officially Black Friday of 2020, and by January, it was making enough passive income each month that it was like outdoing my day job. Wow. So at this point, I was like, okay, what am I doing at the day job? And I had talked to my other business coach, Ashley Hanawager, and she was like, what are you doing at that day job? And I'm like, I don't know, you know, like 401k, benefits, health insurance. I don't know what I do. She's like, you need to quit. And we had mapped out the whole business. She's like, you are literally holding yourself back right now. You need to quit. She's like, let's set a deadline. And I had set a deadline by February 1st to quit and to like put in my 2 weeks. And I got off the phone with her. And 2 days later, I pinged my managing director. This is like mid-January. And I was like, hey, can we talk? And it was honestly one of my favorite days because it was such a, like, I'd essentially been hiding all of this. Like, I really, even with my friends, I had never outwardly, like, told people. I always just let the algorithm find them because it was so much funnier that way. Like, people would just be like, oh my God, what? But especially with work, I'd say, like, half of my team knew and just didn't really understand the caliber of what I had built. And then the other half had no idea. Wow. So that day I had to call like 20 different people explaining when I put in my 2 weeks, and I just ordered in food all day. I was just on the phones explaining, and they were so supportive. Literally every single person I talked to was like, you got this, let's go. Like, everyone was so incredible. It was such a great day. And then, so that was by February 1st, I was completely out. And at that point, course sales were really picking up. And I'm like, okay, I need to make an advanced course because a lot of people wanted to learn VBA and macros. So I build out this really fun advanced course over the next few weeks. At this point, I'm back in Sedona. Everything's flowing. And around March, I'm like, you know, I could really use some press. I was like, I think this business needs some attention over here. I was like, this is something that more people need to see. I can help way more people right now than just like my social media following. Like, this needs to happen. So write down on a piece of paper, calling in press, had some names of like media companies listed out. And I was meditating out on Bell Rock, which is an energy vortex here in Sedona. It's an upward one, so super good for manifesting. And I checked my email, and Business Insider had reached out and was like, hey, we would love to feature you. And at this point, I'm like, oh my gosh. So I had an amazing interview with Kylie there, and within a few weeks, that article came out, and at the same time, my course launched, and at the same time, I started doing these online webinars. I had my first six-figure month. Everything just started like growing and growing exponentially, and we had become fully digital nomads at that point too, so my boyfriend Mike had actually quit his day job as well, 2 months after I did. He called in this incredible opportunity with Gerard Adams, who, if you're familiar with Elite Daily, he created that, sold that back in the day, and he's a serial entrepreneur. So he's created like 10, 20 different businesses. And he was brought on as like chief revenue officer for Gerard's businesses. And so at this point, we're completely free. We're financially free. We're traveling. We're like, let's go to Hawaii. So we moved to Hawaii for May and June. And then we came back to New York for a little bit. Meanwhile, the business just keeps like compounding. It keeps growing. I won the Microsoft MVP award while we were in Hawaii, which it's so cool. Microsoft has this awesome group of different creators in all of the different products. And so I was brought into this community where now I work directly with Microsoft's engineers and the product teams, and I learn about what's coming out, we share feedback, and I get to work on all these cool projects with them. So that's been an absolute dream to be able to actually work with the people who created like the XLookup in Excel directly for an Excel nerd. That is some cool stuff. So yeah, so cool. And the whole thing just started compiling and growing, and now we're back out in Sedona, and we're just kicking it up for the rest of the year. Q4, I'm whipping out PowerPoint, Word, kids course. I recently got a deal with Flipgrid, so I'm now a Flipgrid partner with, there's, I believe, 100 million students, parents, and teachers on there. So I created a course for kids that's kind of like a work-ready, soft skills and technical skills type of course. So it's been just a very, now I'm in this like creation flowy space. And then we got to Sedona last week and the opportunities have been just like piling. So I'm very, very much like trying to prioritize and move things around, but it's been just such a cool journey.
How do you, all that is crazy and like so cool. And it's so heartwarming for me to hear that journey. I'm so curious about how you prioritize new opportunities that come in and say, I want to align with this person or that person, because I'm sure you have so much coming to you and saying, I want you to be here, I want you to be there, I want you to do this. So how do you say yes, and how do you determine when to say yes?
Yeah, that is a huge thing that comes with the intuition. So like really strengthening that, like I sit with myself and I'm like, is this opportunity aligned for me? Because I could spend all day, like every hour of the day on the phones. And like, I feel like a big part of why I created this business was so that I can just have freedom to actually like do what I want. And especially right now, like Q4, the business is in a heavy creation season. Like typically when I'm not launching a course, I'll work like 10, 15 hours a week. And I spend a lot of time in nature getting creative downloads, because a big part that I've learned recently is that there is masculine energy and feminine energy, which it's not necessarily like boy, girl. It's masculine is more of the to-do list, the iced coffee, hustle, grind. And then the feminine energy is the receiving energy. So that is where I go out and I do things in nature and I get creative downloads, and leaving that space for the feminine energy is where I get a lot of the abundance that comes through financially and creatively, and it's the receiving energy. So my 95% of my business is passive income. So on the days I don't work, the most sales actually come through. So like leaving that space for myself to just like be out in nature and do things I love has been so nice. But currently Q4, we are in a very heavy creation season, which has been so cool for me though too. Like I've been just so inspired building out these different courses and just lining up these different offerings for people, because I've been asked 100 times, I'm like, when are you making PowerPoint? When are you making Word, Outlook, OneNote, Kids Course, like all these different things. So I essentially mapped them all out and I've been just like cranking out videos and creating things, and it's been so rewarding. And also, by the way, for your listeners, inspired by your Danny 2.0 story, I created a discount code, Danny20. Will give everyone 20% off my courses. Sounded like Danny 2.0 though, so I went with that.
Wow, that's so epic. And we'll definitely link that below, and really appreciate you doing that. What do you think, you mentioned before about the downloads that come in to you, and I'm so curious how these work and how somebody can have that come to them, right? Like what is the process for receiving downloads, and how does one go about doing it?
Yes. So this is something I'm just like eternally working on, further clarifying, because this is something I ultimately want to teach. I've had a ton of people around me starting businesses and doing all these things. And like, I've been trying to essentially take what I've done and put it in a box and be like, here, this is how you can do it too, type of thing. And with the creative downloads so far, what I've learned, biggest piece first was doing the inner work and clearing that stuff out, so you won't hold yourself back when you get the hit. So a lot of people get intuitive hits all day long and they're literally just like, oh, but I can't do that. I can't do that today. Mm-hmm. Like they tell them, they stand in their own way, because I fully believe that the biggest blocks we have in our lives are ourselves. And if you remove that block, you can literally do anything you want to. So for me, removing all the no's in my life was like a big thing. And most of those no's came from myself. So throw that out the window. And then I got into this place where I would get these hits and I'd be like, whoa, I need to go do that. And taking the messy action is the other big piece of it. And in terms of the creative downloads, I'd say the biggest thing I've learned is like creating the space for myself to have them. So for example, when I first started out, I would work a full day, sit down at my computer at 8 o'clock at night and be like, all right, now I have to think of a viral TikTok idea. And that was much more difficult than what I do now, which is I separate my days out by the masculine and feminine energy days. So the masculine days, grind it out, just like working. And then the feminine energy days, I just leave a whole day to do creative stuff. So by the time I sit down with my notebook and I'm like getting into this state, everything just starts flowing. It usually takes me personally about an hour to get into that place where I'll like, for example, this is how I think of videos, because people are like, how do you come up with these like TikTok music ideas? Are you ever going to run out of things? So I'm like, no, because I first go through what songs are trending on TikTok, what dances are trending, like, you know, and I start just like getting ideas and I like write them in a note in my phone. And eventually I look and I have like 10, 15 ideas, and then I'll block out a day to shoot them all. So I'll like have them all set up to go. I shoot everything, and then over time I edit them and post them and space them out and whatnot. But I'd say biggest piece of advice is like giving yourself the space to actually have creative downloads, and then trusting that you're right. And even just building the trust muscle, like just practice with it. Like if you're out on the street and you're getting hit, like walk into that store. Walk into the store, you know, like trust yourself, because then you're going to see something or meet someone or do something. Like so many people are just like blocking that, where if you do it, that's how I've grown the entire business. Like my whole business has been essentially inbound leads. So I never like spam emailed 100 people trying to get sales, trying to get press. Like that would be a waste of my energy. So for me, I just work on my energy, I meditate, I do things that make me happy, and then they just come to me. And then I take the messy action and actually go after it once it's in my inbox. So it's been kind of this like game. I was honestly, first I was like, I wonder how long I can keep this up for, because the business is growing at a pace that like I can barely keep up with it. It just like keeps growing so quickly. So for me, it's like really just testing out how long I can just keep my energy field and keep growing it and keep growing the container that I have in my aura to be able to hold all the things that are coming in without getting overwhelmed is the key. So that's been for me a huge energy practice in terms of like my daily meditations and doing things that are expanding my aura and raising my self-worth higher and higher and higher. Because like right now, energetically, I own a multi-million dollar business. And I know with every ounce of my being that I'm just riding through time to get there. And I know all the pieces are literally lined up right now. And I'm just going do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And the right things just keep falling through. And I'm like, okay, here. And it makes life so fun. You know, like I never know the how. Like I always know what I want. But it's really how I'm going to get it is the part that surprises me every single time. And that's been just so much fun. And Mike, my boyfriend, does the same thing. So between the two of us, we're just so like flowy and constantly like up-leveling the other one and just like seeing how we can build this dream empire. And all of these different things just keep kind of lining up.
How has having a significant other who has the same mentality and who is also on a journey helped you grow?
It's been massive. Like Mike is hands down like one of my biggest role models. He really has taught me so much about this space, but also he has shown me. So that's a big part of what I do too. I try to just lead by example. Like I don't really, you know, go out to people and be like, you should do this, this, this. I just live my life. And then people start coming up and they're like, oh, what are you doing? And then, you know, so he was kind of like that for me. Like he was always so successful and so driven. He's in sales and he's like always number one at every job he does. And for me, that was always so like expansive to see like how he works with his energy. And he always just knew he was going to be number one and he would just align himself with that. And then the opportunities would fall into place. So as a couple too, like we've been dating 5 years and we've never gotten into a fight. Like we both are just, we did the inner work together too, which definitely helps. So he went through all his inner child stuff, his shadow work and whatnot. So whenever like anything would ever come up, which like it really doesn't, but if it did, like I would just be like, oh, that's because when he was little, this happened. You know, like you just have such a deeper understanding of the other person when you do this together too. Like when we would do these different guided meditations, instead of journaling for him, he would actually come up and tell me what came up. And we would work through it together because by then I had already gone through a lot of it. So it was super helpful for us to kind of just like see each other on that deep level. So in terms of like growing the businesses and everything too, like we're constantly pushing the other one and we're constantly keeping our frequency up because we know it directly implicates what we're building. So if he's ever having a bad day or I'm having a bad day, we're like, let's go. Like we get the other one right back up there and just help them see the bigger picture. And having that support, I was just telling him this yesterday, actually, like just having his support is that grounding and that groundwork that I need to be able to just rocket ship up. Like him, having him just knowing, like having the utmost trust in him and like, just like knowing he's there and he's always like, we always pick up when the other one like puts down too. Like, so for example, if I'm working crazy hours, like I turn around, he just like cooked, cleaned, did all the laundry. And I'm the same way. Like when he's grinding out, like I'll just do everything. Like we both just kind of flow with the seasons of each other's businesses. And it's been just such a cool, fun thing to like manifest together too and to co-create. Like this is the first time we ever really tried like manifesting together was actually in Disney, which is a great way. If you go to like amusement parks, is a great way to test this stuff out. So we go to Disney and we like won Disney. Like we cut every line somehow. Like everything we walked up to, we would just walk up to line. They're like two people and we'd like cut 100 people and they'd pull us to the front of the line. Like everything we went to do just lined up because we both energetically put ourselves in that frequency. And so like little things like that, we were like, whoa, when we do things together and both put our intention into things, everything just kind of works out for us. And our latest, we are calling in a house in Sedona. So that has been we absolutely love it here. We keep coming back here. So now we're starting to call in either a property, a house, something. And so that's like one of the bigger things we're working on manifesting together right now, which has been really, it's just fun to manifest with somebody else too, you know?
Yeah. And what is your take on telling people about your vision and dream? Because I think a lot of people have mixed opinions on this of like, should you be putting it out there? Should you be keeping it to yourself? What is your take on it? And especially, does it matter based on who you're speaking to? If it's a low vibrational person or someone who won't support it, like what's your take on putting out your vision into the world?
I think it's great as long as you, when you put it out to lower vibrational people, are not going to get sucked into their limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. So as long as your field is strong enough that you can withhold the darker energy that may try to shoot you down, then, you know, like that's stuff I would get all the time. When I was first going to quit my job, like I had a lot of like baby boomer generation people being like, you can't just quit your job. Like health insurance, what are you going to do? That could be thousands of dollars a month. Like, da da da. And I was like, I had to have myself in a place where I'm like, I'm going to make so much money per month, it won't matter. Like, I just had to like, you know, like push back and be like, whoa, let me do me. And if I followed those guidelines, I would have stayed in the place where I was. I would have stayed in the matrix. I would have followed their path. And like, biggest thing, only take advice from people you would trade places with. That's one of the big things I learned. If someone's trying to tell you how to run your business and they don't even have a business and they're just like spitting their limiting beliefs at you, you say thank you, appreciate your opinion, and you walk off. Like that has been one of the biggest learning lessons for me because there's a lot of people in my life that I've always trusted their opinions, their advice, and in certain areas, they're correct. You know, like if you need help with fitness, you ask your fitness instructor, you know, like things like that. Where if I need help building, you know, my business, you don't ask your fitness instructor. You know, there's certain audiences for the right things. And that was a big discernment period that I had where I was like, whoa, like I don't have to trust your opinion on everything in my life and just follow you to a T, where I can actually trust my own intuition or look at experts in the actual field of what I'm trying to do. So that was a big, especially like your parents and stuff, you know, like my mom still gets on me like, oh my gosh, you're spending like money on Airbnbs and this and that. And I'm like, mom, like, you know, it's just totally different, you know, like planes where I have to just be like, I love you. I see you, but I need to do what I need to do because this is how we grow things. You know, you have to spend money to make some money sometimes.
What about the people like your mom in your life who have seen the journey, your friends maybe, what has their reaction been to Cat 2.0?
Yeah, Cat 2.0, I love that. My mom, my parents has been like the most rewarding thing to see because they've truly known me like obviously my whole life. And I have changed. This is kind of why I feel that anybody can do what I did and anybody can in their own form, you know, like call in what they want. Because I was so on the opposite spectrum of all of this. Like, I grew up with so much anxiety, public speaking disorder, like literally so not who I am today. And for my parents to see that journey, they call me crying like all the time. Like, you know, like articles come out, they see me speaking at things and they're like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, mom, like this is me now. But it's from a parent's perspective too. It's just, it hits different. Like they're just like, whoa. And my friends too. Like my friends have been always like so supportive of me and everything. But it's definitely a different role than I've like played in prior friendships. You know, like I was always very shy and soft-spoken. And now I'm like, this is what I do. I'm here. I run shit and this is what I'm doing, you know? And it's just a very different dynamic. So it's been a lot of different like growing and shifting with all that. But really, my parents' reaction is I have like a screenshot of like when I FaceTimed them when I got into Business Insider and the article dropped and them just both like crying on the FaceTime. And I was like, whoa, like I need more of this in my life. Like, I just want to make people so proud. Like, they were just so proud, you know? And that was such a cool moment for me to be able to, like, you know, share with them. And they're just constantly, they're my biggest cheerleaders, my parents. Like, all the time, they're like, yeah, let's go. Because now, especially my mom, like, she is now seeing this journey. Like, because she's the one who I told in April, like, I'm going to be rich and famous soon. Like, prepare, woman. And she's like, what? And then a few months later, everything started blowing up and she like called me up crying, was like, oh my gosh, like you said you were going to do this and then you did. And I was like, yes. And like, I'm going to do it again, 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 again until I get where I'm going, you know? So it's been just so cool to like blow people's minds, you know?
What about friends? I've seen you mention on other podcasts that friends have come to you and have asked for advice. And how do you go about mentoring somebody, or what's their typical first question, and how do you deal with that first interaction of talking to someone and mentoring a friend that you know and trust and love and want the best for?
Yes, this is like my favorite thing. So there's been a lot of people in my life who all of a sudden are just like popping back up and they're like, hey, I'm passionate about this and I want to start a business in this. How'd you do this? You know, and nothing lights me up more than seeing my friends win. I want all of us out on our yachts doing our thing. Like, I just want everyone winning, you know? And like, for them to like be like, hey, I believe I can do this and I feel I can do this, like, that is just the coolest thing. I'm like the biggest cheerleader for my friends too. Like, I talk to them all the time. I was just on the call with them right before this. Like, it's been just so cool to see. And a lot of it's like technical questions and stuff too. So I'm very open book. Like, it's the Aquarian age. Like, there's information at our fingertips. Like, anyone can Google anything, get anything. I'm very much open book with like the techniques I use, how I grow my business, what I do, like, because I want everyone else to like take it and do it in their own way and like find what lights them up and live their best lives, you know? So my friends, it's been awesome. Just like, and it's so fun too, because I also feel sometimes when they drop off, like energetically, I can feel when like they're posting all the time and then they drop off. And I'm like, oh, knock, knock. And I call them up and I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, oh, you know. And I'm like, all right, what's blocking you right now? And I will work through those blocks and like, psh, 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 like get them out.
Can you give
us one? Oh, yeah. Like, I get ones like, oh, like, you know, the market's saturated. I'm like, people said the Excel market's saturated. Like, there's YouTube stuff everywhere. Like, it's just I will sit and, like, work through. I'm like, why do you feel it's saturated? Like, you know, and, like, kind of work through these different things with people. Like, I get like, oh, like, my day job will see, or, oh, you know, like, all these different blocks. And I just love like going, nope. And then they like run at it again. It's just been so cool. And now like one of my friends just went viral yesterday. Like, I'm just so proud of them because they're all just doing such cool things in the world too. And it's been just so rewarding to have like people I love, like also doing things that light them up, you know?
You know, what's so amazing is like sometimes this goes back to your point about the inner work, is like sometimes when you haven't done it, you grow too slowly and you stop yourself and you're like, I'm not growing fast enough. I'm out. Sometimes you grow what you think is too fast and you're like, I got to take it back a notch. Like I'm growing too fast. But what you've seemed to done is amazing because you've grown incredibly quickly in all these platforms, but you've embraced it and kept going and it's lighted you up even more. And that's such a beautiful thing to witness and see. And I guess, like, what's the advice to somebody who's in that position of feeling of stopping themselves? What do you tell them? And what other than asking why, is there anything else like to go deeper?
Yeah. I mean, biggest thing, don't quit. This is what I still remember telling this to people, like, who were like, why are you staying up late at night creating all these things? Like, this before I like really went viral with it. And I was like, if you knew with 100% certainty that if you did X, Y, Z, you would have everything you ever wanted, would you do it or would you sit there? And I just became so sure that no matter what my intuition told me, it was going to get me where I wanted to be. And I was just getting like, ding, 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 do this, do this, do this. I kept going, you know? So I see a lot of people, they lose the trust in themselves. They'll like post 5 videos and be like, oh my God, it doesn't work. You know, like you can't give up on yourself. And if you don't give up on yourself, you have a 100% success rate. If you think about that, like as long as you don't stop, you will get there. Like there is no, you're not going to be 80 making TikToks and be like, dang, I didn't make a dime. Like it will hit eventually. And it's just showing up because you will also pivot. You'll meet the right person. Things line up. You're showing the universe you're serious about it. Things align for you. So biggest advice there is just like, don't give up. Like no matter what you're doing, like, and just trust. And sometimes that's half the battle. Like if you have that conversation with yourself and you're like, all right, I know I'm going to be 100% successful because I believe in me and I won't stop until I get where I'm going. Then it just hits because you showed the universe you're there. So like for me, that was like a big part of it, was just like getting to that place internally.
I say to people all the time, it's like if you go to the gym for 10 years, it's impossible not to be in great shape. It's the same thing with creating content. Yeah. It's the same thing with building a business. It's like if you constantly iterate on the process and you show up time after time, there's no other possible outcome than to get the thing you want. But you have to do it over and over again to prove to the universe, to prove to yourself that it is the path for you, right?
100%. 100%. And it totally just helps everything compound and grow. And even I've seen some people on the flip side, like what you were saying, like too much abundance can't hold it. Like that all comes down to the inner work too. Like we hit 1 million followers across Instagram and TikTok the other day. And I'm like,
wild.
Oh my God. If you stop, thank you. If you just stop and like think about like those are 1 million people and like visual, it's overwhelming. It's like, oh my gosh, like what? You know? And then but it's really like getting myself to a place where my field can hold all of that, because with that comes more people, more DMs, more emails, more interaction, more comments, more just like holding that. And really like that's something too that I'm always trying to balance out, like not getting overwhelmed. Like if I like this has been hands down my busiest quarter ever and it just started, but I have so much lined up for this quarter and also so much I'm creating at once. And I knew going into it, I'm like, Q4 is going to be the one. Like this is going to be like we're popping the top off this time. Like this is unstoppable, uncharted waters, like doing all these things. And I like stop myself sometimes and I'm like, whoa, like if I think about everything going on, but I just keep meditating, keep grounding, keep getting clear. Like being in Sedona for me is like you got to find your place where you feel super grounded. Every person is different. For Mike and I, it is Sedona. Like every time I come here, the second I see the mountains on the drive, I'm hysterical crying. Like my field, my body, it just like wants to be here. And I wake up and I just look out at the mountains and I'm just like, ah. I can do anything from here. And then like building the business from here and just like staying laser focused and doing all these things, like anything's attainable. you know, and it's really just having that trust in yourself and also not getting overwhelmed. So a big part of that is just getting grounded. If you feel like uncomfortable in the environment you're in or like what you're doing or the people you're hanging out with, if you're hanging out with low vibe people, sometimes it gets distracting or it's like people who aren't holding your vision. It could get in your head. Like, so it's really just getting yourself to a place like Mike and I, when we're trying to grow things, we get like a mountain house out in Sedona and you're the result of like the eight people you surround yourself with the most. And we're like, well, if we just surround ourselves with each other, we're going to do great. So we'll just be the eight people and we just like grow. And then we come home and it feels like we've lived like 3 years with the amount we've shed, grown, created, built. And it's been like 3 months. And we're just like, whoa, like the amount of change you can do when you really have your intention. And I'm so grounded with him. I'm so grounded with Sedona. It's just like such a great like launch pad. Because a side note, a lot of people actually come here and fly in to physically launch products because the energy here is so good. So a lot of people have like their highest launches when they're physically here. So that's something I always love doing too, like creating things here, selling things here. It's very rewarding place.
What practices do you have to do in any given day?
So for me, like, this is just what I love to do. I'd say the Kundalini yoga is hands down like what I do every morning. So my friend Anna Tansley, she is at Choices and Outcomes on Instagram. She hosts these meditations every morning and it's a half hour and I'm on it. Like my parents are on it now, like her family and a bunch of people. And we do these Kundalini yoga meditations. And one of them is like a prosperity one that is like my one, like my jam. I've been doing it for like years now. And it's essentially like the way it was taught is like, if you do this, like there is no way you will not create wealth. Like it just, the amount of things which, you know, you have seen have like been created out of nothing based on like the practices and whatnot. So that's something every morning I wake up, ground myself. I do a half hour of like meditating, yoga, mantra type stuff. Usually I like to go to the gym too. That like helps with the mood and everything, like just getting in a really good headspace for my day. This is like the ideal day. And then eat breakfast, you know, and then just like start my day. And then usually, throughout the day, like Mike and I are just like super positive and we're very like, we're always like doing like affirmations and like little things. Like he'll be like, you unloaded the dishwasher, I noticed and I appreciate you. Like little like we're always constantly just like, I notice what he does and I never want him to feel unappreciated. So we're both the same way with that. So we're always kind of like acknowledging the other one and like things that they're doing and like cheering the other one on. So it's the whole day is just in this very high frequency kind of no matter what I'm doing. And then when we go to bed too, we're always just like, we end up talking for like an hour every night. I'm always like, dang, we like try to go to sleep and then we're just sitting there like plotting the world and like talking about like what happened and like, cause so much happens here in a day, especially in Sedona. Like everyone who I've had come out here, like literally things happen, businesses form. Like our friend came out here and she was like, I want to get into real estate. And we're like, oh, like let's go. And she's like, I'm going to buy a house here. And literally within a few months, she called in the perfect 3-bedroom West Sedona house at her exact budget. And she's renovating it right now, flipping it to an Airbnb, building out this whole thing, building a business around it. Like she literally read, she was on sabbatical, read every Joe Dispenza book, started doing Kundalini, pops out, was like, I'm going to do real estate. And next thing you know, she's building out this whole empire right when she got to Sedona. It was in March of this year. And she already like has the house. She's here building it out. It's like a lot of people like soak this stuff up like a sponge. And then you just like watch what they go and do. And it is just mind-boggling.
You have such infectious energy and you talk about being in a positive headspace. It's so clear that you're such a positive, loving person with so much light. And what my question to you though is, what do you do in the times and the frames of mind when you're not in that light? And the few moments in a month or the year where you don't feel love and light, where do you go? How do you get yourself back to that place? Or do you just allow yourself to be in a low vibrational state to feel it? Like, take me through that process.
Yeah. So a couple of things. So one thing that I learned recently is emotion is energy in motion. So if you feel like something is being stored in you and you need to cry or like something, you know, things are always happening in life, you know, like I will make myself cry and release that and you'll feel better in like 2 minutes. So that's like a new practice I've been doing. If I feel something like weighing on me or something, like you release that emotion, that's like a big piece of it. But also really, I have tools now which help me work through that stuff, which I never had growing up. Between the Lacey Phillips program, she has these daily reprogramming exercises. And one of them is for when you feel like triggered. And it's literally like getting therapy in 20 minutes. You just like pop in the headphones. And next thing you know, you come out and I'm just like zen as hell, calm. I'm like, woohoo, great day. Like I like literally just clear that out. And it all just kind of like comes into perspective. And then sometimes if I'm ever in a place where I'm like low vibe, I have an album on my phone with all different pictures of how I grew the business. Like, cause I was on like Snapchat a lot at the time. So I have like snaps of like, so-and-so just reached out to me, just built this. And I save them all. It's on my like Boss Babe album, I think. And I just like scroll through it and I'm like, do not forget who the hell you is. Like, I just like look through, I'm like, oh, and I get hyped. And that's then also, I blast music too. Music is a great way to shift your vibration. And I love dancing. Like I've been just, if you knew me in college, everyone know I love dancing. And I'm always just like moving around. And for me too, I'll just like have a dance party with myself. And next thing you know, shifts the vibration. Because the whole thing with like frequencies and vibration is like there's an emotional guidance scale. If you've ever seen this like graphic before, and it's the literal, you could like Google, it's the literal hertz of each emotion. So if you can get yourself from like, you know, like neutral to hopeful or like hopeful to excited, like there's different levels. So like even if you raise yourself like a certain amount of hertz to that next like level, you start to just like open up. Another trick, like chock full of tricks right now. Another trick that I do too is figure out something that would make me happy in that moment. Something easy, attainable, something I could do to shift the vibration. So I'm like, I'm going to go buy myself a coffee right now and take a drive out in the Red Rocks. Like, and I'll just hop in the convertible, take a little drive. Like, next thing you know, I'm happy again, you know? So it's like sometimes it's just like shifting and doing something you could do like right then and there that'll shift your vibration into the positive, like flip side of that state. And then things just start lining up because it's really like moving your baseline up too, you know? Like when I wake up, I'm like so full of joy and I truly don't think I've been like happy in my life until I found this work and until I undid a lot of this programming. Like now I'm just like, I'm just genuinely so excited to be alive. Like it's every day. I'm like, it's a beautiful day to be alive. Like just like, it's just so different from the baseline I was once at that was more like fear based and like anxiety and like trying to like prove myself. And now I'm like, I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm here. I'm doing this. Things are happening. So it's really, it's a lot of different ways, but honestly, it's easier to be happy, I feel, than to be in a darker place. Like it's just more natural feeling now. And I always just smile too. Smiling raises your frequency like 5 hertz. I think I read somewhere, like to smile at people. I give people compliments all the time. That always makes me feel good. Like I'll walk into CVS and be like, hey, and they're like, it throws people off sometimes. They were just like, hi. But like giving the energy and like creating energetic transmissions and everything, like everyone. So my goal is to just raise the frequency of everyone I meet. And I just want to make people happy and light people up and have people doing what they want to do and just like feeling their best self. So like me caring that for everyone and projecting that in my content, like that's the whole game, you know?
I've said before that my mission is to raise the vibration of humanity or raise the consciousness of humanity. But I even love your way of framing it even more because you're just like, I want to raise the vibration of every person I interact with, every situation. And that makes it way more practical. So it's definitely something that I think when we have that big vision, you ask like, how do you do it in this moment? And it's like, break it down. And you broke it down so beautifully in my head now where I can just say, oh, I just want to raise the vibration of this moment. And that is a whole new way of framing the world, which allows you to enter in with more love and more kindness and more happiness. And yeah, thank you.
I love that. Love, love, love that.
So break it down for me what you are telling the person who is working a 9-to-5 job right now, who they feel as if they didn't choose the path they're on. There's a lot of people working 9-to-5 jobs that are so happy and so grateful that they're in a job or situation. But what about the person who kind of wants to get out and who is in that fear-based mindset? They're hearing this woman so full of joy, so full of love, and so happy with how her life has unfolded over the past year and a half. But they're like, what do I do? What do I do in this situation? So what would you say to that person?
100%. And I mean, I feel like I've just come across that so much lately, just people who are like, meh, you know, they're just kind of like, you know, it pays the bills, it's fine, like there's a career trajectory, like, you know, it pays for my apartment, da da da. But they're not like, hey, I love my job, I love my life, you know. And a lot of times they'll look at things like that and be like, yeah, but I could never do that. So like, biggest first steps I'd say is one, like, inner work, finding something that resonates with you, whether it's meditation, whether it's, you know, subconscious reprogramming type things. Like, find something that works on you. Like, think about it. You spend 100% of your day like doing things for other people and working and all these things. Like, spend at least 10% of your day on your mind. Your mind runs the show. Like, spend at least 10% of your day, not even, even like 5% of your day, just like doing something that is working on yourself. Invest money in yourself. Invest time in yourself. Like, you are your biggest cheerleader. So like, biggest thing is like, just like finding a system, a process, something that allows you to keep growing and working on yourself. And you'll be surprised at like what else happens. And then if you're at that place, you're like, okay, like, what can I do like right now to try to figure out, like, this is where I was at. I loved the people I worked with. I loved the company I worked at. I was like meh about the actual work I was doing. Like, I was not even a finance or an accounting major, and I was doing securitization reviews. So I had to like teach myself everything, and I got good at it by the end there, but I was just like, like, it doesn't light me up, you know? And, but I was like, I would never go get another consulting job because that's the same thing, right? I'm not going to like go out and do that. So I was kind of in this place where I'm like, there's something else I want to do. I have no idea what it is. Like, this isn't a job I could have thought up, you know? Like, I have no idea what it is, but, you know, I trust that it'll come to me. So I wrote down a piece of paper. I remember I wrote down everything that lights me up. I was like, well, I love helping people. I love Excel. I love to dance. Like, I just like literally wrote down everything I liked and then like sat with it and was like, what are ways I could put this together? And it was interesting because like, this is a whole thing with like yogic teachings too, that like a lot of the time you won't actually receive the message until your frequency is at that point. So like, an example, I was like telling my friend like to create course shells in Thinkific for a year now. And yesterday she just pops up and she's like, I should really create like course shells in Thinkific and start making courses. And I'm like, but it's really like her frequency had to get to a point where it hit the teaching, and it's been floating in her field for a year now. And it just hit, and she heard, and she messy actioned it. And like, so sometimes even that like happens with yourself, you know, just like coming to that place.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. And I love how you talk about the system for you, right? Because I talk about 75 hard and meditation being the two things that have opened my eyes. But you talk about doing yoga and doing Lacey Phillips and doing Joe Dispenza, and that is the system for you. And I think there's so many different systems that allow you to go inward, but you have to figure out what that is for you. And it's so important. And so on the piece of just helping people become all they can be, what advice do you have for someone pursuing the highest version of themselves, whether that's mentally, physically, spiritually, whatever it may be?
Yeah. First thing, consistency. Don't give up on yourself. A lot of people, it's like the New Year's resolution vibe. They're like, oh, I'm going to do this year. And they last like a few days or a few weeks. And it's a never ending practice. I am constantly shedding limiting beliefs, versions of myself. Like, I'm in uncharted waters right now. And it's just like, things are just like shedding. Like, you, it's a lifelong practice. Like, you never reach a point where you're like, I'm perfect now. Like, no more no work to do. Like, you can shed a lot, like, to get yourself to a place of freedom, but there's always going to be things popping up and like things being mirrored to you that are lessons. So it's really narrowing down and finding the system, like you said, that like works for you and that helps you grow. The biggest thing is you don't want to be stagnant. Like, you don't want to be in a place where you're like, this is who I am. This is my life now. This, like, this always happens to me. Like, I've seen people negative energy vortex themselves, and they just call upon all these dark things because they're like, every time I order from this place, they mess up my order. And without a doubt, we order in and her order's messed up. And that's like literally, and I watch it. And I'm like, whoa, you know, like a lot of times I'm like, dang. But it works both ways. So if you're sitting there creating this reality where you're like, my life sucks. I never have enough money. Like I had this, that, like I'm never finding love, like all these things, like that's what you're calling in. And it's like, why not? It's just fun. It's like more joyful too, to just have a more positive outlook. You feel better, you know, and to just like flip the script. I would challenge you to like flip the script for a few weeks, and then 3 weeks forms a habit. Like do it until it forms this habit where you just start like flipping these different things. And I've seen people do this too, where like they'll write down these limiting beliefs that they have, and then they write the flip side on the other side. Like, you know, I never have enough money. And then they flip it to, I have as much money as I want. Right. And then you just keep telling yourself, I have as much money as I want. And like you like live in these beliefs. And over time, these subconscious programs, like the mind is malleable. You can rewrite subconscious programs. You can go in and over time, like your brain will start learning that pattern instead. Because like 95% of what we do, we're on autopilot. Like I am on autopilot right now. I'm like channeling in these different things to say, but I'm literally on autopilot. Like you pick up your phone, you grab your stuff, like you are literally on autopilot. So if you can go in and adjust those different things, and it's not like you gotta do like brain surgery or something. It's literally, you're just like shifting your thought patterns. It's all malleable. So I would challenge you to like write down the different like thoughts that you feel are limiting yourself and just like sit with yourself and be like, ooh, I feel like this about myself, about my finances, about my life, about my friends, about my job, and rewriting those and then actively practicing incorporating that in your life. And then there's going to be things that pop up that align with that higher timeline, right? And I would challenge you then to go after that. And because you can't just sit there and be like, oh, nice, like opportunity, cool. You know, you got to go after it too. It's not all just sitting here like calling things in. Like a lot of things come to me, but I then go and do the work, you know. So it's kind of finding that balance with yourself and flipping the script on that, because you are possible. It's really coming down to like you are possible. Like you can do anything you want in this lifetime and really trusting that. You can wake up right now and go start anything you want to. You can learn things. You can study things. You can grow. You can meet people. You can call in specific people. Like you can do, if you fully trust that you can do that, then the things just start to flow. And sometimes it's like little things, like try calling in something small. Like, you know, I want someone to buy my coffee tomorrow, or like, you know, something. And like little, you'll, oh, I find a coffee cart on the ground. Oh, I found $5. There's my coffee. Like, you know, like the universe will do it in a way that's like usually more indirect. And then you're like, oh, let me try something bigger, bigger, bigger. And so it's a big part of it is like building the trust muscle with yourself and just like really believing that you can do these things. And finding expanders is a great thing too. Like finding people who have what you want, who have done what you want. And it shows your subconscious that you can have it too, especially when you're able to like relate to them. And that's what I've felt I've been able to do for a lot of people recently in my life who I'm close with. They're like, whoa, like she was working her day job a year ago and then she went and did this. Like, I can do it too. And I'm like, yes, you can do it too. And like, that's, you know, where like a big part of it is finding other people that have done it to show yourself where, and you don't want to be in a place of like comparison and lack and like, oh, it's them, not me. Like, you have to be able to relate to them and be like, oh, like I did something similar. I have a similar background. She did this with it. Why can't I do that with it? You know, like you can. And so like really like just kind of showing your subconscious that there are other paths, because a lot of us have been just like downloaded onto like go to college, get a job, work at a firm, work till you're 65, retire, and then like retire. I want to retire by the time I'm like 35. I'm trying to like go out and do things now when I'm young, time, money, energy. Like I want to just build an empire and be like doing what I love at all times. Like I don't want to wait till I'm old to do it, you know, like I want it, I want to do it now. And there's no reason why, You know, like it's all like an older mindset that you have to follow that path. But once you break out of it, I was like, I want to have financial abundance now. I want to live where I want now. I want to create things, build legacy, like build generational wealth now, you know, and just like shift the timeline for myself. So that's like just coming to that realization too is huge.
Why do you think so many people during this time over the past year and a half have awakened to a new version of themselves?
Yes, so many. There's like cosmic reasons, like the planet is ascending. So like a lot of people are starting to like pop up. Like I kind of picture humanity as like bobbers being held underwater and all of a sudden they're like popping up to the surface and like, whoa, I'm not happy in my life, but I want to do this. Like in the last like 2 years, I've just seen so much of it, including myself. Hello, you know? And I think a big part of it too is like with the pandemic, obviously terrible things happened, right? But like a silver lining of it was a lot of people had this massive shift in their daily routine. And from that massive shift caused a lot of introspection. A lot of people were indoors, had a lot of time on their hands. And that caused a lot of people to go inward, to look inward, to invest time in themselves. And like, that's exactly where I was. I was like, well, I'm not traveling for work. I have an extra like 20 hours in my week now. Like, what am I going to do with it? And I started off, you know, I was like reading, working out, like doing all the things. And then I started going into like the inner work. And then things just started like popping off. Like, so I think a big part of why it's happening now is because people were shifted off their routine. Like, if I was still working my day job traveling every week, I would not have created Miss Excel. I would literally still be at my day job right now. And that is just like a testament to how much just like shifting your routine can shift you into other places, because you don't need a pandemic to do it. You can shift your routine. You know, like you can be like, you know what? Like I have this low vibe routine. I wake up, I hit snooze 10 times. I like rush to work. I just don't feel good about it. Like get up an hour earlier, meditate, ground yourself. Do something that gets you into a higher frequency. Like take that time for yourself. Shift it yourself. Like you all, like everyone has the power to shift things for themselves, you know? So I think just like realizing that too, that it's like in your power to change your life is a massive, massive realization.
It's so funny because I realized looking back that I used the pandemic to raise my own vibration. And I said to myself, oh, the pandemic will either make or break me. In the sense of this is going to be a crazy time. But what I realized afterward, which you just mentioned, was you make or break yourself every day. Every day you can decide to raise your vibration or not. Every day you could say, this is the day that's going to make me. So if anyone's listening to this in 2037 or 2097, it's like you could decide today that this is your day to do it. So
love that.
Thank you, Kat, for everything. Your wisdom, incredible. I'm so grateful for you. Where can we send people to connect with you further?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me on TikTok and Instagram at miss.excel. And I have links on there to like my email, my courses. If you're interested in learning some Excel, code Danny20, 20% off everything I got. And yeah, I'd love to connect.
Yeah. And we'll put all that below. Thank you, Kat, for your time, wisdom, energy. It is an absolute pleasure. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
That was my episode with Kat Norden. If you have any thoughts about this one, let me know on Twitter at @HeyDannyMiranda. So grateful, so appreciative for Kat coming on. And I'm so grateful for you for listening until the final moments. If you have any thoughts or feedback about this episode, let me know on Twitter or Instagram at @HeyDannyMiranda. And I hope you have a great rest of your day or night. And I will see you in the next episode. Peace.